Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So welcome back to the show, and in today's episode, just going to talk about how to approach your winter cycling and giving you some tips for staying motivated and having fun during months, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the UK or in America, it can get a little bit cold and chilly. So I'm just going to review my conversation that I had with Tom Fitzpatrick, who is a pro cyclist. Did a podcast with him some time ago now, so if you haven't listen to that episode, then I'll pop the link in the description to his podcast below so you can go check out the full version. But just going to wrap up and just give you a little summary of some advice that he gave in terms of how you can make your winter cycling more fun and stay motivated during these darker and colder months. So it is a big dilemma that is going to be hard to get motivated during these darker months. So let's look at how we can transition and build a good winter cycling program to build a good base in order to benefit you when the summer comes back around and you can get back out on your bike. So the transition from the vibrant, warm winter months to spring and summer and from the cart days can be a challenge. However, during the winter, you have an opportunity to build a really strong foundation and give yourself a really good head start for the upcoming cycle season. But what you should do in these months and how you stay motivated is really key. So like I said, I asked Tom what his advice would be and how you can make your cycling more achievable. And he came up with these vital and key points. So first of all, he said, find ways to make it fun for you. He said that one of the best experiences he have in keeping his winter cycling more motivated was doing a lot more Swift racing. So if you haven't joined Swift, then certainly jump on to Swift and get a regular ride in. And it's a virtual platform to make it easier for you to ride safely and get good training sessions in during the winter months. And also at the moment within Damrell Coaching, we've got the Cycle Lean project, and we're doing regular Swift rides every Tuesday evening UK time at 7:30 p.m. So if you do want to come along, there's a weekly group ride for an hour with a Q&A. We've got a Discord, so we can have a chat to everybody. And if you are part of the community, then certainly you can join and provide some coaching tips and advice while having a nice group ride. Tend to keep it quite steady, maybe a few climbs to get the lungs working, but generally a really good community and good chat. So if you do want to join, I'll also pop the link in the show notes as well if you'd like to get involved. And he mentioned that Swift racing was a really good way of keeping his high intensity training more exciting and engaging, and focus on those in terms of his main form of hard workouts that were safer doing inside than certainly out in the colder months, and especially if it's quite icy on the roads. He also mentioned that you want to create a mix of activities. So if you're not racing, you have a much more freedom during the winter months to stay healthy in other ways as apart from cycling. So don't want to always have to be out on your bike, but you can be doing more cyclocross. I mean, this is still cycling, gravel riding, mountain biking, other aspects of keeping physically fit during the winter. I'm a big fan of running during those winter months, or maybe a bit more indoor cycling, indoor swimming, and a bit of hiking as well. So you can get a lot of good zone two training and good activity during the winter months without having to be out on your bike. So look at exploring other activities that you have a passion for and enjoy, just to keep yourself fit and active, and don't always think about it. It's always got to be on the bike, especially if you've had a long season and a long time on the bike during the summer. Give the body a bit of chance to rest and recuperate doing other forms of activity as well. Also try to avoid overdoing it. A lot of cyclists tend to maybe carry on the intensity that they've built over the summer months, and this is quite challenging, especially if you're dealing with a full-time job and longer and darker conditions. And especially during the winter, we have an increased risk for sickness. So overtraining can increase that risk and also suppress your immune system. So make sure you're giving yourself plenty of time to get plenty of sleep, focus on your nutritional habits, get some fresh air, not spending too much time indoors. And if you are working indoors, make sure you're getting out for just some regular walks, just to expose yourself to some nice fresh air. And that way, by not overtraining, you're just going to keep your body a little bit more resilient in terms of protecting you from any colds and flus, which obviously can set you back from doing some consistent training. So be mindful of the intensity, because that does increase your risk. So focus more on more zone 2 training and managing your fatigue over the winter months. And then finally, you mentioned just make sure you enjoy it. Overall, just keep the activity in the winter months as fun as possible, whether that's on Swift racing, Swift sessions, or doing other forms of activity that you can be using during the winter months that are active and healthy. And that will keep you nice and strong and healthy come the summer months as well. So in conclusion, you mentioned that winter cycling doesn't have to be a grim and exhausting experience. It can also be an opportunity to have a lot of fun, exploring different aspects of the sport, build a good foundation for the upcoming cycling season in spring and summer the following year. And overall, look after your body during times when it can be a bit more of a challenge to stay healthy during the winter months. So let me know in the comments below this video, what kind of tips are you going to be implementing this year during the winter months? What strategies and tools you might be utilizing? Are you going to be doing more exercise that's away from cycling, or are you going to be just managing your effort a bit more, jumping on Swift and doing a few more indoor cycling rides as well? And like I said, if you do want to join the cycling project, it's a weekly group ride every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. where we can get together, have a chat, you can ask me some questions about any activities related to your cycling fitness and health and well-being as well, and just get to know each other a bit better as well. So I'll post the link. If you'd like to join, if you're on Swift, feel free to add me, and I'll give you the links in the show notes so you can add me, come along to the rides, and you know, experience a bit more fun virtually with us all within the group rides as well. And Darcy, thank you for listening to the show and being a loyal subscriber. If you haven't left us a review over on iTunes or Spotify, then really appreciate it. If you are enjoying the podcast, to do so really helps out the podcast, and you know, share it with someone you feel might benefit from today's episode as well. So until next time, we'll see you again soon.